Welcome to this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is Wednesday, March 5th, 2025. Last night, Indiana got into a huge 9-2 hole and just missed coming back late, losing to Northern Kentucky by a score of 13-11. Right fielder Andrew Wiggins, catcher TJ Skyler, and head coach Jeff Mercer took questions from the media following the loss.
Coach, obviously your pitchers gave up 16 hits today. What would you have liked to have seen them done differently to be more competitive today?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things as I'm kind of watching the game. We talked about it before the game as a staff that NKU scored a lot of runs, and you know, you look at some of the teams that we've played, really simple loads that don't move a ton, and so there's not a ton of holes, so stuff doesn't necessarily beat them. And so we really wanted to be able to use a changeup and an off-speed pitch to be able to get guys in between. And so, you know, that was the plan from the beginning with Brummel, and we thought he gave us the best chance to have a three-pitch mix. And obviously that, like I said, it was pretty quickly. He didn't have command of the off-speed stuff, and Vila was down. And so it gets you off on a really tough start to it. And so I thought that was probably a consistent theme of the night, is we weren't able to have, you know, really a changeup. You know, when you're a two-pitch guy, no matter how hard you throw, versus guys that don't have much of a movement, it makes it really tough to have a path or an avenue to not have hard contact. And we've done a good job of that for the most part. We've struggled more with that in the last week or so of having the conviction to be able to throw, I think, probably a changeup in counts to flip them until you got to Haas. And then Haas was able to really more execute the plan that we had going into the game, and he was able to get more of a regular, you know, weak contact. He had contact, but it wasn't hard, consistent contact the other way. And you know, you look at, you know, Bennett Smith is doing a good job, but was a two-pitch guy. And so, you know, he throws the breaking ball to the lefty, the third one, and he homers it. You know, we got to have the ability to throw a changeup in those counts and not have it be either a fastball or a breaking ball. And so I thought that was probably the main issue that we had with a lot of those guys, was not having a third pitch to be able to go to get weaker outs and weaker contact. And, you know, when the wind's blowing and shifting, like you get the opposite field homer, you know, that's a not hit particularly hard, but if you have that much firm contact, eventually those things are going to happen. And so, you know, I would say that's probably the main situation there, is not having either the confidence or the conviction or the execution or the skill to be able to throw a changeup to a team that's as a hitting guy, you know, that's a very difficult pitch for you to game plan for. You know, they use more of like a cutter and some changeups in their counts to be able to get guys in between, and they were successful with it, and we just weren't able to execute at the same level that way.
Seemed like it might have been kind of a lengthy post-game conversation. Is the tone kind of frustration, disappointment? Just what's the overall emotion when you're talking to them after?
Yeah, I mean, as a coach, you can scream and yell all you want. You can be mad. That's great. I think sometimes we go in and we start, you know, pointing fingers about things that you can't really nail down. Are you ready to play? Or, you know, are we competitive? You know, those things, that's fine. That's a really easy scapegoat to tell somebody. But the reality is we weren't good enough. And so you have to be able to be good enough. So, you know, there are times in this season where we've played 5 or 7 inning stretches of some of the best baseball that I've seen us play at Indiana. You know, that game at Stetson that we won, the first game, was one of the best baseball games I've seen at Indiana in years, just a complete game. There are times that we've pitched it really well and not been competitive offensively. There are times that we've played really poor defense, and it's cost us games. Like, you know, last week against Xavier, we didn't play, take care of the ball defensively, and so it cost us the game. Pitched it, you know, they scored 3 in the first, and we settled in and gave up 1 earned run after that. Didn't play good defense. I've also seen us play really good defense. So the last week, we've really taken care of the ball in the infield at a high level. Tyler Cerny has really got himself together defensively, done a good job. He made a great play up the middle of the day on a double plus runner with the bases loaded. You know, so I think the tone in there is obviously frustration, but I don't know that the answer is always like flipping chairs and hollering and yelling. I think you have to have a pinpoint control of what fundamentally breaks down and doesn't allow you to have consistent success, in all phases of the game. You know, we practice base running all the time. The fundamental of looking at the third base coach and being able to take the extra base, and we haven't done a good enough job of that. You know, we had a situation where the base is loaded, a sac fly to left. They throw the ball to the plate, and we've got to be hanging off at second base and ready to advance the ball, catch away from the catcher, and we should have been on third base. And if we're on third base, then the backside guy advances to second base, and we're not there. You know, there in the ninth inning, Joey hits a line drive off the first baseman's glove, and the ball rolls into right, and we're waving the runner to third base, and he doesn't come to third base. The ball's behind you, and you have to look at the third base coach. And so we've talked about it in practice a ton, but you know, you those are structural pieces you have to get better at. If you go first and third in that situation, you know, you don't have to sack bunt. You know, you have to make a determination in the moment. Do you sack bunt with one of your better hitters to go to a right on right matchup, or do you leave it there where you never advance the tying run in the scoring position, you know, with wet turf and I don't know, those questions become get put into play, you know, when you don't execute at a high enough level across the board. So, you know, that's a long winded answer, but that's always been more of my personality type is to try to evaluate what actually went wrong and not just say, well, you know, we weren't ready to play or this happened or whatever. You know, an emotional, sometimes it's just like that's it doesn't land and it doesn't actually solve the problems. What we have to do is we have to put together a consistent run of quality baseball in all phases of the game. You know, we've got to be able to string together consistent at-bats, 1 through 9. Maybe we're good enough to do that. You know, we can't have guys that are stoppers in the middle of those innings where we have a bat where we throw it away, soft contact, high, you know, pop flies in the infield, again, stuff that shouldn't force that kind of contact. We expand down or expand off when the base is well enough to really extend innings. You can't have where you play defense. Now I think our defense is kind of squared away here, but you know, and then we kind of talk about it. In the coaches' meetings in the coaches' room, it's like you can't get a grenade on the mound where you look up and it's like, the hell was that? Like, where the hell did that come from? And so now all of a sudden everybody else is left scrambling. You know, we had one incredible start this weekend and three poor starts. You know, Gilly kind of tightened up on it, so you can understand that a little bit. But so now your bullpen, it all dominoes forward, right, where your bullpen is covering an extra, up, you know, 12, 13 innings over a weekend, and then you come up, you know, short. Now you got to use Drew Burr too much, and then, you know, Drew Burr's down for today. You know, so all those things, they pile up and they stock up on you, and they disallow you from having consistent long-term success. So until we get the ability to play well in all those phases, you know, we're gonna play really, really well for a day or two, and then struggle on the backside of it.
When you look at the last couple of seasons and you look at like Illinois State, Purdue for a win last year, and then this year with Xavier and now tonight, what's been the shortcomings for the team in midweeks over the last couple of seasons?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the Illinois State game last year is really a lot of things kind of coming in together where you played one Saturday, two Sunday, you're at Vanderbilt the night before, and then you get to that Wednesday and you're completely out of pitching. Certainly after those injuries left you short. So, you know, that one's a little bit different. You know, I'll take the blame for the pre-Fort Wayne game. We wanted to get a bunch of different arms in. Knowing we were trying to chase innings, I wanted to get a bunch of different guys in and see kind of what we had a little bit. And I trusted the offense would cover us to do that. And you know, looking back at that, I should have done that. We should have had more arms that were up that day to make sure that we weren't in that position. But if you don't do that and get guys in, you know, each year we've typically had a couple of guys that really kind of catch fire kind of in the middle of the year and run it out late. You look at Aiden Necropetti last year was a guy that really did that for us. Drew Burr was a guy that last year that did that for us. I struggled early, weren't main guys, and then pitched, you know, tremendous down the stretch. 2 years ago was Foley. You know, we didn't pitch really for you early, and you kept getting him in there and you make your run. So those were a little bit different, you know. We had enough guys today. We had enough guys up. It wasn't a lack of ability. It wasn't a structural issue where you didn't play well because of your in a really tough position. You know, I think this for us right now, we're just tremendously inconsistent in what we're getting on you know, when you put a guy in the game, you know what you're going to get. When you put a guy in the box or you put a guy on the mound, you know what you're going to get, and we're not consistent enough with that. So I don't know that it's a midweek or it's not a midweek. Obviously, I mean, everybody, you know, has traveled and everybody's been on the road and everybody's tired and, across the country. So that's not an excuse for us. That's more so than anybody else. So it's not a lack of, are we trying to, are we having a pregame meeting? Are we doing anything differently? Are we, are we working as hard as we should work or prepared as we should be? You know, I think each season presents its own issues. I think on a midweek there's more volatility in general, just the way it goes. Your weekend arms are your weekend arms for a reason, and then you're trying to grow and develop those other guys in that midweek setting. And so the truth is, sometimes you're going to have to score 12 or 13 runs to win a game. That's just the way it's going to be. You know, 2 years ago, you won a bunch of games. There were games, you know, I remember the Ball State game, we gave up 4 runs in the first inning, come back and win the game. A couple of years ago, we played Kentucky, we gave up 4 or 5 runs in the first inning, you come back and you win the game. You know, the first Big Ten start a couple of 2 years ago, we give up 6 runs in the first inning of the Ohio State game, and we come back and win the game. Like, you're gonna have to fight your way through some of those things. We just haven't been good enough to fight our way through the back half of those games. And you know, at the same time, you're down 9-2, and you look up and you get it back to 9-8, and you have the tying run on base in the ninth inning. So again, I'm talking in circles to the degree where are we prepared? Are we in a position to win those games late? Yeah. What we've been in 5 of those games that we've lost, where we've been in a position to win the game in the last 2 innings, and we haven't done it. And so there's a fundamental. It's the paper cut. It's death by 1,000 cuts. It's the base running mistake. It's the double play ball we don't turn. It's the leadoff walk after you score 6 daggone runs. It's those things that come back inch by inch, and you look up and you're 2 or 3 runs short. And so it's all of those things that combine to get you beat.
TJ had 3 RBIs today, extends his on-base streak to 8. What has impressed you from the offensive and defensive standpoint from him?
Well, he's just an incredibly tough kid. He comes from a great hitters organization where they preach toughness, and they really folded into those kids at a young age. And so, you know, obviously with Jake being sick for a week and then getting hit in the face, and TJ's been the guy that's had to really step up. And, it's been a tremendous joy to watch him, you know, as a guy that had a bunch of injuries early in his career, and then fight his way through and get in there and really produce. But it's an aptitude to listen and learn. It's like a dogged determination to just do his job offensively. I mean, you look at it, it's a line drive in the middle of the field approach. And if he gets an off speed pitch, he'll get it out front and hit the ball down the line. But he is going to stay a line drive in the middle of the field, and that's what wins in baseball is toughness and a really good approach. And so you look at some of the other guys that are capable, and when they don't succeed, it's usually they get away from that level of commitment to a plan and staying with it. And TJ's been tremendous offensively, and then he's worked his butt off defensively. He's always had a really strong arm, thrown the ball really well. But he's had to really grind hard to become the level of receiver and blocker that he is. From his day one, his freshman year, to now, I mean, he's a totally different baseball player from a defensive standpoint. And that's a ton of hard work, you know, behind the scenes that goes into that. So he's just done a tremendous job. He's a great kid.
One more for Coach.
He scored 11 runs today. They were all driven in by freshmen and sophomores. Yeah. Obviously, it's a younger lineup as it is, but how are those guys, the underclassmen, really starting to grow and develop in their first and second years of college baseball?
They've done a really good job. Cooper had a really good day today. Will Moore's been an on-base monster for us. Andrew's really blossomed here the last couple of weeks. He's done a great job. TJ's been really good. And so you look at those guys, and you know, a lot of times when you, not a lot of times, but typically when you come into college and you're trying to learn how to play at this level, you keep it very simple, because you're so excited to be on the field, and it's so hard to break into the lineup, and so you follow a plan very consistently, and so when you do that and you're committed to that, you have an opportunity to have success. And so then, you know, you have to make sure as you get older that you don't try to do too much and get away from that and overswing and overdo it and, you know, add extra pieces when you really don't need to. And then I would say the other thing, too, is there's not nearly as much of a scouting report on those guys, too. So, you know, typically it kind of goes, I always say this every year, but kind of goes in a rotation. It's like they're going to go fastball away. And once you show you can hit a fastball away, then they'll throw an off-speed pitch. Once you show you can hit an off-speed pitch, then they'll go fastball in. And once you show you're willing to take it, to force the guy back out over the plate, then they have to go back out over the plate again. It's just really hard for a pitcher to consistently land a fastball inside. And so they go in that rotation. Well, when you're a young guy and they don't know what you can do or not, they start with the most basic element elementary plan, and they'll go fastball away, which works really well into a good offensive approach. And those guys stay simple and consistent too. So, you know, once you've got, you know, 300, 400, 500 bats between spring and summer ball, now there's more of a pitch plan, right? This guy didn't see a changeup well. You can really get him in and speed him up, and then the changeup is good after that. And so there's a lot of pieces that you can use to stack it together to beat your upperclassmen. But the young guys have done a good job of keeping the plan really simple, being on a line in the middle of the field, and not getting in between timing. And so when you do that, you have success. And so we've had a lot of those guys over the years that have shown propensity and ability to step in and execute that. And they have to keep that plan as they get older, and be willing to be fundamental to it. But also, if the pitch plan to them changes, it's not come off of your plan either.
Andrew, can you kind of talk a little bit about what you've done defensively? You obviously had a great throw today, and you're starting to see more time out in the field now.
Yeah, just taking BP seriously, just try to get as many game reps as I can to kind of replicate that, and, you know, just playing with ultra confidence in the game and, you know, just trusting myself to make the play, you know, whatever play that may be, just doing everything 100%, knowing that I have the confidence and the ability to do.
At the plate, we've seen a lot of discipline from you this season. Just has anything evolved in that aspect from freshman year to this year?
I would say things have intensified for me from freshman year to now. Just trying to take my bats more seriously, trying to win, you know, every pitch in any way I can, whether that's a walk, a hard hit, you know, moving the runner, anything like that. Just trying to be disciplined with every AB, knowing that the team is relying on me to do my job, whatever that is. So, just trying to attack that 100% and just do what I can to, you know, help the team out.
TJ, 3 RBIs today, on base streaks up to 8, throw a runner out at second. What's your confidence level right now?
I mean, I try to take it day by day. I know every day is going to be hard, so, you know, if they have 2 guys out there with 2 outs, I know it's my job to knock them in. If a guy steals, I know, like, the standard for me is to throw him out. So.
What's the last kind of weekend week been like for you, having to step up for Jake?
You know, it's just doing what I've been training to do. It's just catching and trying to make every opportunity out of every beat.
Yeah, TJ, talk about Jake a little bit. It's been well documented how much you and him have worked together from the fall, the winter, and coming into the spring. With him going down, how much of a mentor was he to you, and how did he help you and be able to step into a role like this?
Well, Jake's been awesome. Since last year, he kind of stepped up as like a mentor for me. So I struggled defensively and offensively last year, and so he's given me a lot of confidence, you know, with him, the work we put in together, and he's just been a great leader for me.
Yeah, Andrew, where does your discipline come from, whether you're hitting somewhere in the bottom of the lineup, leadoff, cleanup? Does your approach change at all, or is it something that you've created a universal approach and that's allowed you to get on base as much as you have?
I would just say it's a thing that I've kind of fostered for myself as a player. Kind of, you know, not picking and choosing what type of player I want to be, but, you know, the strengths and understanding the strengths and weaknesses that I have, and try to, you know, accentuate the strengths and diminish the weaknesses. And I've seen that, you know, I walk more than I hit. So kind of doing a walk first mentality, and, you know, the hits will come if, you know, they pitch to me. So doing that has kind of got me to an even balance of, you know, finding a way to be disciplined and, you know, not swinging at pitches that I can't hit. And then, you know, if I'm forced to hit it, having the ability and confidence to hit it. So.
Yeah. And early in your career, you found yourself on the outside looking in when it comes to playing time, finding yourself either behind some veterans or some highly touted freshmen, as you were as well. How did you keep yourself mentally and physically ready so when your time came, you were able to take that spot?
Yeah, I just saw every opportunity as an opportunity to learn and grow. So, you know, my freshman year, you know, during BP, I knew I wasn't going to play in the games. I was taking it super seriously, you know, diving. Actually, I got hurt last year in BP at Minnesota. And so I credit that to, you know, getting better at defense, just taking everything seriously, even though I'm not on the field, because, you know, like this year and right now, I'm on the field and, you know, that stuff shows. So had I not done that, I don't know where I would be today, you know, being a help to team. So.
TJ, it seems like it's clicked since that Northwestern walk-off. What have you seen in those games?
I mean, I just feel like I need to see the first one go through. And you know, since then, I've been good. I've been getting in here, doing some early work. Mo and Z have been great with film review and just doing some like field drills. So it's been a good year.
What's a game like for you when you have to catch eight different guys out of the bullpen?
Catching eight different guys is always tough, but I always treated it kind of like a summer ball back in the day. Like you never, you know, some of the guys you never caught until you're actually in the game. So it's just always being ready, kind of making the training environment very competitive, very hard. So when you do step out into the game, everything kind of just simplifies a little bit.
Is there anything you saw tonight where NKU was able to take advantage on a couple of pitches?
I just, you know, think we got to be a little bit more competitive all around. And it starts from, you know, the moment we walk in here for pregame. And I think we got to come more prepared for next time.
There's one more.
Andrew, you've been pretty vocal, both. I could hear you pretty consistently from right field today. Can you just kind of talk about what drives you to want to kind of do that and what impact it has on the team?
Yeah, just the want to win. More than anything else, I want to win, you know, with this team, with these guys. And that's where I really want to do that. So for me, if I can bring energy any way I can, whether that be from right field, from the dugout, you know, last year being on the bench, you know, just try to be that energy giver while also, you know, being on the field producing, you know, I feel like that can help the team, you know, get the vibe that, you know, we can win, we can do something. So, you know, whatever the guys need, you know, try to help them out, say a little something here, say a little something there. Just try to get the guys going to win, because that's, you know, that's everyone's goal. So just try to do that together.
Indiana heads to Happy Valley to open up Big Ten play at Penn State Friday evening. See you at the BART.